Blog Talk Radio.
We don't need to utter but three words. Tell this nation what we're talking about. They don't need words. You don't need to have a great vocabulary to utter. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. They are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. Yeah.
us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conversation time must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now. At this hour, this is what we're getting to see.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Once again, it's Saturday night, and it's Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation with the brother himself, brother like no other, information like no other, the man with the plan. He's going to scan. Everything is going to be all right. I messed up that one. Anyway, we're here today. We're Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation with Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Let's give him a nice hand and welcome him to the studio.
Yes, sir, brother. Glad to be back on my show, and now it's time for us to talk about some great and wonderful things so we could get things in motion, and that would be great, man. We could get things rolling and make some positive change come about. That would be right on the money, as they say, and not only on the money, but it would also be on the spirit of our ability. Yes, indeed, an awakening to our ability, too. But this is the time, you know, and just like on Martin Luther King's song that you were just singing there, where he was talking about, you know, we don't need to wait another 25 years or 50 years in order for us to, you know, tap into this ability to bring about positive change. We have the ability within us, and we have to know that this is a time that we can come together and make some great and wonderful things come about. But the only thing is we have to be in the right of mind, because there's no sense in coming together and cursing each other out or shooting and killing each other, nothing crazy like that. But in coming together to really want to help one another and to really want to improve the lives of our children, to really want to improve the negative situations that are occurring in our community, all these things can happen, but that's where coming together in unity can really come about. And this is a time when it can really come about. It's not something that we might be able to do, or that, you know, maybe this can work or something crazy like that. We're talking about the reality of us stepping up to the plate and coming together in unity to be a blessing to our community. And that's what we should really be looking at right now. This is our time to make it all the way to the mountaintop of success and where we can achieve our very, very best. And these are some things that we can definitely do. So it's our time to shine right now on the mountaintop of success. And all we have to do is to really start to focus on this as not a joke, but as something that we are going to bring about. And once we start to see it from a positive mindset and not a negative mindset, that's when we're going to start to really move forward as a majority of people and come together to see what we can do. And that's some of the things that we're going to talk about too, you know, how to get from that maybe and it might work and I don't think this will work, but I'll give it a try kind of stuff. All that kind of negative talk, we don't need to be stuck into that. We can see it from knowing that it's going to happen and it will happen. Because as I told you before, we've had youth in the schools who are athletics that became national champions. We had other folks that, you know, what was a sister, you know, she was playing basketball and she was good at like 3 or 4 feet away from the basket, and she could make those shots, the short jumpers, but, and also, you know, layups, she could do that too, but she was no good at doing outside shots, you know, and the three-pointer shots, you know. But the bottom line was after we told her about the visualization, you know, for visualizing herself as being able to make those shots, and we told her different affirmations to keep telling herself to reprogram her mind, that's when she started to really do that. And that was really great for her because when she did start to shoot those shots after she started utilizing what we told her to deal with, she started hitting those outside shots. Whereas before, she would hit the rim or the backboard, but the ball would never hardly ever go in. But then when we started to tell her what to do with that, she started hitting those outside shots. So all I can say is if you are feeling like she was at that time that, wow, I can't make those shots from the outside. I'm, you know, this is really a trip. I wish I knew how to do this, man. This is crazy. I can't make it. And she was already convincing herself that it couldn't be done. But the bottom line was that once she learned how to come out of that negative state of mind into the positive, that's when she started hitting those shots. And the same with the brother that was third in the nation as a track star. He ended up, you know, coming from losing all these races to winning races to the point where he actually became third in the nation. Good as well. But these are things that we can do. We need to see things from a positive perspective and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that what we are focused on doing will truly come about. And if we can stay in that mindset and make this the time that we're saying, okay, this is the time where, as a people, we're going to come together and really make this come about. And that's when you're going to really start to see some positive results come about for our folks. But you have to see it, believe it, in order to achieve it. You can't doubt it and say, nah, this ain't going to really work. This is a waste of time, and I don't even, okay, I'll give it a shot, but I know this is not going to happen. If you're going to see things from that negative perspective, then that's when problems do come in. But you need to focus on seeing it from that positive perspective and know for a surety that we can make some really positive things come about. So the thing about it that we need to focus on, too, how can we bring about our spiritual aspect of coming together in unity as well. Because as I said before, coming together in spiritual unity is really the most powerful aspect of what we can do. Because we don't need to, deal with it just from the physical and the common sense standpoint. Because like I said before, even with the situation in Baltimore when they had that terrible gang war going on and our people got together, there was just 25 of us, and we got together and we did the prayer and meditation. And the folks that we were dealing with directly were 20, and we got 5 people from Baltimore that joined in with us to deal with this. We did the prayer and we did the meditation. And the bottom line was when we used that spiritual formula, the good thing about it, it only took us 2 weeks. 2 weeks, gang war was over by doing the prayer and meditation. And that was a beautiful thing. But the bottom line was before that, it took us 2 years going into the schools and talking to the kids and setting up, programs, called Parents Against Teen Violence. And then we had Stop the Violence Youth Conferences. And they were good programs because we had mayors, senators, a lot of different people come in and talk to the kids. And we also had community activists come in and even ex-gangbangers that were, leaders in gangs. And they pulled out after they saw that, not only were there friends of theirs that were being killed in there, and that they might be the next one as well. But the bottom line is they pulled out because they saw that it was a very destructive thing that they were involved with, and they really didn't need to be involved with it anymore. And because they saw it was negative, they were willing to even go and speak to gangs and go in schools and talk to school members and let them know that these are things that you don't need to be stuck into doing, because not only even though you brought your friends, let's say you got 10 friends of yours that you brought into this gang, you know, that might be nice that you guys are having, you know, parties and things and, you know, y'all are hanging out and getting high and everything together and you're having a good time in doing that. But the bottom line is when the gang wars do ignite between you and another gang, then you don't know how many of your friends are going to be killed or even if you're going to be killed. And that's the thing, you know, when these guys started to awaken from the fact that, wow, I had quite a few of my best friends just got shot and killed. And, you know, this is crazy, man. I need to get out of this, you know. But why would those people want to stay stuck in that type of situation? Some of it I know comes out of hatred and anger. It's like, what? That gang killed my people? Oh, we're going to have to definitely get revenge on them and kill them now. So sometimes people get stuck into that kind of mindset where they want to get revenge back on the gang that killed their people, and then the wars go on and more people get killed. But the other side of this is this, is you can have those ex-gang bangers come into the schools and talk to the kids, and we did. We got quite a few of the kids that listened to what they were saying when they spoke. A lot of them did say, you know what, he's right. You know, he got quite a few of his friends, you know, killed and stuff. And it's true. Why should we keep going with this and know for a fact that more people are going to get killed in our gang as well? And it might just be me or it might be one of my best friends or something. So I'm pulling out of this. And that was good that he introduced that to them. You know, we had two really powerful ex-gang bangers that came and gave their testimony on what happened to them. And after they spoke about that, it really helped them to come out. But the seriousness of this is that it was a 2-year process that actually allowed us to get about 70% of the students that were in the gangs out of the gang, you know, and that was good to see that. And even though it took 2 years, I was just glad to see that we were successful in pulling, you know, majority of the kids out of the gangs, and that was great. But that 30% was the ones that, you know, we dealt with for more on the spiritual side. And when we did that, it only took about 2 weeks in dealing with them. And that was a good thing. But my point is that even in Baltimore, it took 2 weeks to get rid of shutting down the gang war there and saving the lives of a lot of kids. So when you utilize things from a spiritual perspective, you can get things to be accomplished successfully a lot quicker than you can just from the practical viewpoint. And I was glad that we had those programs in the schools and everything, and it did help to stop, you know, violence in the schools, the murdering in the schools for 10 years, which was good because we had our programs in the school for the next 10 years after we ended the gang war, and that was good. But the bottom line still was having the spiritual aspect that we added onto it, that really ended the gang wars and helped to change the minds of our youth in the negativity of wanting to murder and kill each other. So I was really very, very thankful to see that Jesus came to us and shared that opportunity, that spiritual formula on what we could do to turn the minds of these kids around. And it really did work. But my point, once again, is utilizing spirituality can really be a very powerful opportunity. And instead of you working on something for the next 2 or 3 or 5 years to get it to come about, you could find out that through spirituality, you could have the possibility of changing that in 2 weeks or 2 months, you know, or maybe even just 3 weeks. But the bottom line is that the power of God and the power of Christ can really speed things up tremendously. And that's a good thing. And that's one of the reasons why I would like to see us really taking a serious look at what we could do with that, you know. And one of the things, again, that really can be very powerful, you know, in helping us to do that is the meditation and utilizing that spiritual formula that Jesus gave us and focusing that in different communities so that the minds and the hearts of youth and not just youth, but adults as well. Because unfortunately, you know, I know you guys know about the four black police officers that beat a brother to death because he was speeding in a car. And I don't even know if that was true. I don't know if they just picked him and decided to, you know, try to beat the heck out of him, you know, just for the heck of it. But the bottom line was, even if it was true that he was speeding and that they pulled him out the car and they beat the hell out of him and killed him, you know, that doesn't make any sense. You know, for you, number one, you don't have the authority as a police officer because somebody was speeding that you're going to put a verdict on them, a death sentence, and say, yeah, you know, you were speeding, we're finding you guilty, and we're going to kill you right now. That doesn't make any sense. That's ridiculous. That's really crazy. And because they did that, you know, to the brother, you know, of course, like I said, he died. And he didn't die right then and there after they pulled him out, but they beat him so bad that he was 2 days in the hospital, and after those 2 days, he died. He couldn't, survive that beating that they put on him, which was ridiculous. So anyway, we do have adults, Uncle Tom adults, and unfortunately Uncle Tom sisters, Thomasina's sisters, that, you know, want to be destructive, of no respect on them, and have no desire to help them, but do have a desire to kill them. And that's something that we need to focus on from a spiritual perspective as well. Because you could talk to these people and they'll look at you like you're crazy, telling them to stop having hatred and anger in their hearts towards their people when they feel that they're doing the right thing. And if they kill a brother or sister, they don't feel no guilt, no badness in what they did. They feel that they did a good thing. So these are things that are very important, because from a spiritual perspective, God and Jesus can cleanse their mind and purify their minds and hearts so that they're no longer stuck in that negativity. And that's a good thing. And that's what we need to really focus on, utilizing the spiritual power of God and Christ to really bring about some awesome and amazing change in the lives of our people. But not only, as I said, not only do the youth need to have purification, but even our adults. And I wish it was a thing where it was just our youth. But like I said, you know, with those four police officers, with the sister that tried to stab and kill Martin Luther King, and that was crazy as well. Why would you want to kill a brother that had done some tremendous and wonderful things for your people, and then you're going to pull a knife out on him and try to kill him, you know? And even if you were getting paid by the Ku Klux Klan, still, I mean, why would you want to kill Martin Luther King? That doesn't make any sense. But these were things that occurred, and it was really sad to see, whether it was the four brothers or the one sister that wanted to kill Martin, that we do have folks in that terrible and wicked mindset that they do want to be destructive towards our people. And being that that is the case, turn that negativity around with our youth and with our adults. But we have to utilize a powerful spiritual formula that can really bring about a total and wonderful opportunity to totally change their consciousness from negativity to positivity, from hatred to caring and wanting to help your people. All of that negativity can totally be erased and replaced by the divine love of God and Jesus. But the bottom line is, we have to do it in a proper way. And that's one of the things that we're going to be looking at today, you know, is of utilizing God's spiritual formula to actually change the hearts and minds of our people. And in so doing, just like it happened back then, you know, it can happen now. And for some of you that are doubting Thomas's and doubted Thomas Sr., say, what, brother, you did that? Get out of here. You didn't do that. Like I said, you know, these are things that did occur, and the beautiful thing about it was that we actually you know, received awards for, you know, the saving of these kids' lives and shutting down the gang wars that were going on. And all I could say is I was really glad to see that, because in getting those awards, I got an award in Harlem. I got an award in Yonkers and Mount Vernon. And these were, you know, great and wonderful things that happened, you know, that show that, you know, this was no lie just coming out the side of my mouth, just talking a bunch of crap. I was talking the truth about what happened, how our group, you know, because I'm not leaving our group out of the picture, but for them to get involved in walking into the schools and talking to these kids for 2 years, you know, Stop the Violence youth conferences that we had, that was really powerful. And we had 150 speakers, and they went into the schools and talked to the kids, and it really brought about some awesome and amazing change. And I was really glad to see that, because the other side of the story is this, that when you are getting ready to deal with different problems that are in your community, if you're just going to sit on the sideline and do nothing, then nothing is going to happen with that, but the situation is going to get probably worse over a period of time. But this is the other side of it. When you're dealing with it from a practical viewpoint, you can bring about good results with that. When you're dealing with it from a spiritual viewpoint and combining the two together, dealing with it from practical and spiritual, then that can also bring about positive change as well. And it could happen, like I said earlier, from a quicker perspective. So these are some of the things that we really need to, you know, be able to know that we can definitely bring about. But the bottom line is that, you know, even with showing folks different ways that they can pull themselves out of the negative mindset of hatred and anger and, you know, feeling, you know, disgusted and angry about different things that they find themselves stuck in right now, you know, there's ways that you can come out of all of that negativity. But that's what I was talking before, being able to use different spiritual tools that can bring your mind out of negative mindset and bring it into a positive mindset. And as I said before, affirmation can really help you to reprogram your mind, and share, you know, at least 2-3 different affirmations with you. But you just need to get a pen and paper, because the only problem with these affirmations is that if you don't, you know, say them the right way, then they won't really have the positive effect that they could or should. But if you say them the right way, then basically, and keep a positive perspective of seeing that this is definitely going to recharge me, power my mind to see things from a positive perspective. And if you're seeing things from that positive perspective that this can really help you, it will help you. But don't go into this as a doubting Thomas saying, all right, I'll try this brother's affirmation, but this stuff's probably not going to work. You know, don't think from the negative. Don't stay stuck in a negative mindset. Free yourself from the negativity by starting to use positive tools that can definitely reprogram your mind into positivity and truly raise your consciousness up on high. Because if you're going to keep your mind down low and stuck in negative thinking, then unfortunately, a lot more negativity is going to come your way. But if you can open your mind and your heart to really believing that you're getting ready for a brand new start and bringing about some positive change in your life, then that positive change is definitely on its way for you. So these are things that we can do. Anyway, one of the things I wanted to do is to share with you a very powerful affirmation. You may have heard me say this in the past, but I want to say this again just in case, because for those of you that have never heard it, this is something that you could utilize to really, as I said, reprogram your mind from negativity to positivity. And once you come into the positive mindset, that's when you can really start to see yourself achieving great success in your life. But it's very difficult for anybody that has been ever successful to really see themselves from being a loser in life and somebody that would never be successful. And if they see, keep seeing themselves from that perspective, they're going to, as the old saying goes, what you see is what you get. So if you see yourself as a loser, if you see yourself as incapable of being successful in life, then you're right. That's what you're going to be. But when you start to re-change your mind, re-empower your mind, and really start to see things from that positive perspective, and that's when you can really start to make positive things come about. So anyway, like I said, the two affirmations that I'm looking at right now is this. One that I said before, and you guys, 9 out of 10, have heard it before, that is, I see it, I believe it, and now I achieve it. And it has two different sides to it, because the ending of it is just a, you know, a little different, but it has two different sides to it. And I'll tell you both sides on it. Okay. I see it, I believe it, and now I achieve it. I see it, I believe it, and now I achieve it. I see it, I believe it, and now I achieve it. And the other side to it is, I see it, I believe it, and now I, what? Just trying to see if some of y'all remember the other side. I achieve it, and the other one was, I receive it. So I see it, I believe it, and now I receive it. I see it, I believe it, and now I receive it. I see it, I believe it, and now I receive it. And stating that you have achieved it means that whatever you were focused on, you have achieved success in accomplishing that. And that's a good thing, you know, because when you have achieved what your goal is that you're trying to accomplish in life, and you've actually achieved it, that's a good thing. And when you keep telling yourself that you are going to really achieve this because you have seen it and you believe it, and that's really very powerful as well, having the faith, and you're building up faith and confidence in your heart, and you're building up that confidence in your mind. And the other side of it is, in saying that you receive it, means that what you are trying to accomplish has come into your possession, whether it's money, whether it's a positive relationship with your, you know, future soulmate or a girlfriend or boyfriend, whoever that person is. You know, the bottom line is that, you know, these are things that you can receive, you know, money, a good job, a good opportunity to accomplish certain things in your life that you're really very serious about, you know, being able to achieve and to receive. But the bottom line is, once you keep saying this over and over within your mind, it reprograms your mind to start to see things from a positive perspective. Because when you keep saying, woe is me, oh man, this happened today and yesterday that happened to me, oh man, this is, I ain't never coming out of poverty. I ain't never, you know, if we're going to say things like that, then unfortunately, you know, that's what we're going to get. But when we can start to reprogram our mind and keep saying to ourselves positive things, that's what pulls ourselves out of that negative mindset. So that's one of the reasons why affirmations are very important. And another powerful affirmation that I would like to share is this one. Now that I am a strong believer, I am now a strong receiver and achiever. Now that I am a strong believer, I am now a strong receiver and achiever. Now that I am a strong believer, I am a strong receiver and a strong achiever. So you can say that affirmation over and over again from that perspective as well. But what it's telling you is that because you believe very seriously and have full faith and full confidence that you can make this happen, and you're saying now that you are a strong receiver, and that means that you're And being that you're a strong receiver, you're receiving things now that you've been trying to get. And now that you're saying that you're a strong achiever, that means that you're starting to achieve things that you wanted to get. So that's another way to actually focus, refocus your mind from negative thinking to positive thinking. And as we start to really see ourselves from that positive perspective, that's when we can really bring our mind into that positive state of mind. So anyway, at this point, if there was anyone, Ron, that had any feedback on this, can do this. Otherwise, we do have some additional information that we would like to share. But go ahead if you have it.
936-215, your mic is open.
DJ here, love. Crockett, Texas.
Okay. How's it going there?
Everything's going good. Just checking out the show. Trying to gain some knowledge.
Yes, indeed, my brother. Well, I'm glad you came on, and I hope that some of the things we talked about were helpful to you. Were you able to get any of what we said? And if you did, what did you think about it?
Well, I'm still collecting the information. You know, I'm doing two or three things, but I'm trying to pay attention to the show as well. So the very graphic information that has been, you know, put out for the people, man. I'm definitely getting into it. I was just getting into it, you know. So I'm just here for what's going on.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, stay in tune with us, and hopefully, you know, by the time we end the show, you'll be able to really start to grow even stronger in what we're talking about. So, yes, indeed, brother. Thanks for coming on. And, Ron, did you have anybody else?
Move along to your next session. Not yet.
Okay. So here we go. We do have, you know, some things that we need to get rid of in our community. And, you know, one of the things that we need to really vibe on to get rid of is the violence and the murdering in our community. And the reason why the murdering and the violence in our community really needs to be totally erased is because it's when you have a large portion of whether it's our youth or even adults that are being killed in our community, unfortunately, these are things that actually really do have a huge impact on your community and bringing it down and out. And you don't want your community to be down and out. You want your community to really be up on high financially and mentally and emotionally. And you want people to not be, you know, stuck in hatred and anger towards one another, but having an open heart, caring and sharing. And like I said before, even being willing to be a blessing to one another. These are things that we need to have in our community. But the bottom line is that getting rid of the murdering and the violence in our community is very important. And one of the things that we can do with that, again, is utilize our spiritual ability to really get rid of that negativity. And we could do that because we've done it in the past before. And if the people that are on our show today do decide that they would like to do the prayer and meditation with us, we'll do that towards the end of the show, and you guys could join in with us. But one of the things that we'll definitely be focused on is stopping the murdering, stopping the violence, stopping the hatred and the anger towards one another, and start to have a feeling of filling our hearts and minds, divine love, using divine love, but also wanting to help each other, wanting to show caring for one another, and wanting to really bring about some positive change that will be a blessing for each of us. So these are things that we can definitely do. The only thing is we need to focus on it and see it as something that can really come about. And as we do, well, that's where we'll start to see some positive change come about. Another thing that is very important, too, is, you know, even just from an economic or financial viewpoint, is that we as a people, you know, we go and we get money and we buy things, you know, from folks. And the only problem is, you know, we buy outside of our community and not within our community. Two sides of the coin on that particular situation. Unfortunately, when you walk through our community, many times you will see, you know, of course, white, you know, stores. You will see white restaurants. You will see white businesses, you know, for you to do business with. And, you know, you also see Hispanic, and you even see a lot of Asian, you know, businesses in our community, in the black community. And it's pretty interesting because when you're looking for black businesses, you might find just a handful or sometimes just two or three. But the bottom line is that it should be just the opposite, because when you walk through an Asian community, you see a whole bunch of nothing but Asian businesses in their community. And when you walk into a white community, it's pretty much the same thing. You may see just a small amount of other businesses in the white community, but the majority of businesses, you know, white businesses. And when you go into the Hispanic community, it's the same thing. The majority of those businesses in the Hispanic community are Hispanic community businesses. And you might find, you know, some white businesses or even Asian or maybe even one of our businesses. But the bottom line is that, you know, we as a people are not igniting having our own business in our community and establishing our own businesses in our community. And because we're not doing that, that's the reason why when we're spending money and when we want to buy things from our people, and then you look around and you don't even see anything that our people have in certain different categories, then basically you're going to go to other people and buy them. But the thing about it is two things. One, we need to start to establish black businesses in our community again, because at one point, you know, we did have that. And the only problem with that was that, you know, we could not get financing like we wanted to. And that's one of the things, even with the banking system today, you know, it's been rigged against our people to get, you know, the financing that we need to actually start our businesses up and to really get out there and make things happen. And one of the reasons why that is because if I can keep you in poverty and can keep you singing woe is me all day long, then that's what helps them to keep better control over you. But when you start to, you know, be able to do business and you're not begging for money out on the street corner, you're not stuck with no roof over your head, and you're, you know, just really in a terrible financial situation and can hardly pay any of your bills and all of that, down and out situation. But if you can financially improve your situation, then that could be a good thing. But the bottom line is, that means that we need to come together and work together as a people, as a group, to actually see what we can do to bring that about. Because, you know, if you're just going to rely on these white banks that really don't want to finance you, then you're going to go to 10 or 20 banks and they're all going to tell you no. But if you go to a bank that, you know, is established as a black bank, then you may have a better opportunity and chance to deal with that, because black banks already know the reason why they're there is because, you know, they've been, our banking systems have not been really focused on helping us out. And that's the reason why when you walk through our communities, you don't even see black businesses up and running. You know, wow, I wonder why, you know, we don't see any black businesses or hardly see any in our community. And that is the reason for it, because if you don't have the money to actually start a business up and get it up and running, then you're not going to be able to see that in your community. But if you can, actually get that money and utilize it to get your business up and running, then that's a good thing. But when you're seeing a system that's rigged against your business up and running, then it's going to be difficult. But that's where we come in. We need to start to focus on us helping us each other out financially. And there's a number of different ways we can do that. But the first part of it is coming together in unity to be a blessing to one another. Because if we can get the money to actually establish black businesses, to really get them up and running so that we can have black businesses in our community, that's going to be a great and wonderful way to really bring about positive change financially in our community. And we need to really see what we can do on that, because, you know, there's no way that you're going to be able to really keep money in your community once you make money from your job, and then you're going to want to, you know, give money to a black business, and there's no black businesses around that you can find in certain areas of what you want to do. So that's one of the reasons why it's very important that black businesses become established in our community, and not as a possibility, but a new reality for our community, because there's not enough black businesses in our community. And the black businesses that are in our community, that's another very important piece. Instead of just saying, I've been buying from everybody else but a black business, I'm just going to keep buying from everybody else. No, we need to show respect for our people in different black businesses and actually start to deal with doing business with black businesses. And in doing so, that's one of the things that empowers our community as well. And one of the things that's very powerful is to know that as a group of people here in this, black people that are here in this country, African American, we have been known to be producers of different things, consumers of trillions of dollars. I think they said it was about 4 or 12 trillion, something like that. But the bottom line is, out of that $4 trillion that it was, the bottom line is that being that that's the case, you have spent that much money, but it's just like a very, very tiny amount of that money that has been spent in black businesses and in the community. And that's the thing. If you're buying everything outside of the black community, then, you know, you're not helping your community. And to empower your community and to really strengthen it, we need to give more focus on buying things from black businesses. And once we start to do that as a people and really see that as something that we can really do to make some positive and great things come about, that's when we're really going to see that type of situation happen for us, where we can start to see improvement in black businesses and see that some of that money is going to come back into our community, because we're spending it in our community towards, you know, black businesses and things. But that's one of the other things that really needs to be done, not only stopping the murder and the violence, but also buying products from black businesses and seeing what we can do on that. Another thing is very important is looking at the fact that we have what you call bad education. Bad education in this system is, whether you're talking about elementary, junior high school, or high school, you know, one of the major things that's very important that our children should have the right to know about is that we as a people have done some great, awesome, and amazing things in this world. But when you're only told negative things about your people and things that really just makes you feel that your people are, you know, very, you know, weak-minded people that can't hardly accomplish anything. And unfortunately, some of our people do believe that, but our youth don't need to be taught that. And it's to do is to bring Black history into the school system. And that school system needs to be our own system. We need to start Black school. And if we could teach them Black history, that would be great, because that way they would have more pride in themselves as being Black people. Instead of listening to all these lies that have been told about our people, we can start to tell them the truth of many of the great things that, you know, our people had accomplished in this world. And one of the things, you know, that we had spoke on even yesterday was the fact that, you know, one of the big lies that was told to our people was that we were brought to this country as slaves. Native Americans, the Indians, were the ones that were the first people on this continent. And being that they were the ones that were worthy of getting money and, you know, back and, you know, different things that should be given to them, because they were the original owners of this land. And that, unfortunately, is a lie. And I say unfortunately because the truth should have been told to our people that we were the original people of this land. And the thing about it, which even shows proof of that, was that there is, like I said earlier, 95 to 100 pyramids that were built here in America that came from Africa. And being that they did come from Africa, our people, and they built these pyramids here thousands of, you know, hundreds of thousands of years ago, you know, our people have been here for a long time. But the only problem was the misinformation was given because they didn't want us to know that we were the original people that were here. So it's true. Some of our people did come over on slave ships, but there were also African tribes that were here, you know, even before the Native Americans came. And when the Native Americans did come, there was no civil war that was going on between Native Americans and African people. You know, our people and their people got along with each other, and that was a good thing. But the other side of it was they were not the original people that were here. And even on a video that I saw on Google, they spoke about the pyramid, one of the pyramids that was there, and that there was a particular tribe that was there, and the leader, the chief of that tribe, was talking to a white person who was a Dorian. And he said, "You guys built these pyramids, right?" He said, "No, you know, our people know when we came here, these pyramids were already up. We didn't build these pyramids." And, I mean, even Native Americans that, you know, were out there in different portions of America acknowledged that the pyramids that were not built by their people. And because they were not built by their people, and they acknowledged that, the truth should be told that African people were the ones that built those pyramids, and that we were here hundreds of thousands of years ago in America, but we're not told that. So just that one aspect there is very powerful, but that is a secret that has been kept from our people. That's a secret that's been kept from our children. We're not supposed to even know that there are 95 to 100 pyramids that are scattered across this country in different places, and that our people built those pyramids. But you're not supposed to know anything about that. And one of the other things, even when I dealt with Google, they were telling you different locations where you could find those pyramids, but they also told you that when you get to those pyramids, don't even waste your time trying to get into those pyramids, because no one is allowed to get access to going into those pyramids. And the reason why that was done as well, why they didn't want you to go into the pyramids, was because you're going to see on the wall, you know, written Egyptology, you're going to see black pictures of people, you know, that are Africans, and being that the Africans built those pyramids, and they don't want you to see the connection of these pyramids with Africa. They want the lie to be told that the American Indians, the Native Americans, were the ones that built those pyramids. They were the first ones on this continent. To certain Native Americans, many of them will acknowledge the truth that they were not the first ones here. But the bottom line is this. We need to have Black history so that we can know who we are as a people, but we were the first people on planet Earth, Black people. And that's another thing that wasn't told to us. But anyway, these are things that we should know, and these are things that are very important. The other aspect is that the only problem is when you are told that your students and your youth are mentally incompetent people, and that unfortunately, you know, that's the reason why they're having such a hard time in the school. But that's not true at all. When you are brainwashing the youth with all of this negativity about how and who they are, then basically it really makes a lot of them drop out of the schools. It makes a lot of them stuck in failing in school. And these are things that they don't need to be stuck in. But if you are in a school that is truly trying to show you that you're very intelligent, that you're mentally competent, and that you can get on that A and B honor roll, that you are your ancestors have achieved great and wonderful things in the past, so you definitely have the ability to achieve some great and wonderful things now. But when you're told that your ancestors have never achieved anything positive and that they're mentally incompetent people, then that makes you feel mentally incompetent. But again, that's why when you have a Black school that can teach your people positive things about themselves and teach them Black history, teach them that they are not mentally incompetent, they're not special ed kids, and that they can do great and wonderful things, then that's when those great and wonderful things can happen for them. But when you have large numbers of kids dropping out of school, you have large number of kids that are failing in school, that's because all of this negativity is being brainwashed into their minds. And that's why Black schools are very important for our children to be able to get a good education. And we can't afford to just sit back and allow them to be told all of these lies about themselves and be stuck into finding them out on street corners trying to sell drugs or begging for money and begging for food. And the reason why, after they drop out of school, it makes it hard for them to get a job because they didn't even graduate from high school. But anyway, these are things that are very important. Our people need to start Black school. And when we do, that will give our youth a much better situation so that they can see themselves from a positive perspective and know that they are capable of doing great and successful things in their life. But if they're just going to be told a lot of lies and negative things about themselves, then that's a whole nother story. And again, that's the reason why we need to really re-educate our youth to know the truth about themselves and about our people so that they can see that there's a lot of great possibility in us coming about to start our own businesses, to, you know, get out there and believe that we can accomplish different goals and dreams that we have in life. But when you're just going to be doing negativity about yourself, then that's what's going to happen. You're going to draw a lot of doubt and fear that, you know, it doesn't even make any sense for me to start my own business because I'm not, you know, capable of achieving anything like that. But you can achieve it. And I know it's hard to get the finances, and that's where we come in. We can definitely find ways to get financing for our people to start their businesses. And being that we do have large numbers of billionaires and millionaires, once we start to even bring them together, that's a good thing, you know, because in doing that, we can definitely, you know, end poverty in our community, you know, because starting black businesses is something that is very, very important. And we don't need to keep ourselves in that negative perspective of not being able to accomplish different things. We definitely can. But if you're not going to teach youth or adults that they are capable of doing these things, then that's what is the problem with you being able to accomplish it, because you don't have that being taught to you. So whether we're talking about, you know, millionaires and billionaires coming together and giving donations to different projects that we have in the black community, that's important. And the other thing is, even for those that are, we have someone else on?
718.
Okay. Go ahead. What's that number again?
718-200.
Oh, okay. So do you have any comments you would like to share with us on what we've spoken about thus far? Are you still there? Phone off mute, if that's the problem. Or if you decide that you just want to listen and don't want to speak, that's up to you. Did you have anyone else?
Move on.
Okay. So, again, one of the other things that is also very important as well is not only, as I said earlier, just having millionaires or billionaires give money, but we as a people, even if we could give like $2 or $3 or $5, you know, in the course of a month, you know, $2 or $3 or $5 in the course of a month, we could utilize that money to start businesses. We could start community centers. We could put up homeless shelters. The thing about it is, if you only have like 10 or 20 people that's putting up $5, that's one thing, or $3. But if you have 5 million or, you know, 3 million people that are putting that money up, you know, that $3 million, that $3 or that $5 could really have a huge impact. And that's the thing. We need to start to see that, you know, I understand, because I've spoken with a number of different millionaires in the past, and unfortunately, many of them did not want to, you know, really give any money to their community. But the bottom line is, there are a few out there that will work with us and will reach out to help us. And they may not give a full million, but even if they give just a few hundred thousand, like 300 or 500 or 200,000, that's still a good thing, because in doing so, that money can come back into the community and we could utilize that money to really help our community with some of the programs we just talked about, whether it's dealing with holistic health to really improve some, our people's health. And, you know, not always having to have it done from, you know, pharmaceutical aspects with chemicals and all that kind of stuff, but also from natural viewpoint of herbal, you know, solutions that could really be good for curing different ailments that we have. And that would be a good thing, because that's not just, you know, a joke that we're saying. We're talking about, even if you look at know, the gentleman that had really done some things, Dr. Sadie. He was someone that was a very successful herbal doctor that actually helped people with cancer. He helped people with diabetes. He helped people with several other serious ailments, and he actually found the herbal cures for them and actually cured them of different ailments that they had. But the terrible thing about it was that the medical industry saw that and was really pissed off with that, because they said, wow, if this guy actually continues to explode with great success throughout this country, what's going to happen? People are going to switch over from, you know, our pharmaceutical and our medical industry, and they're going to go to the pharmacy and deal with them from the herbal stuff, and that's going to put us out of business. We need to do something to get rid of this guy. And unfortunately, they did. You know, Dr. Sadie, you know, was killed in jail, and he was thrown in jail, you know, for some crazy, crazy reason, you know, just because he was bringing 50,000 to one of the Caribbean islands. They said that, you know, he was getting ready to open up another holistic health center in the Caribbean, and being that he was, they arrested him and told him, because he was bringing 50,000 with him on a plane, and he didn't share that with the airplane company that he was coming through, that he had committed a crime. And it was like, what? He committed a crime? What are you talking about? So they threw him in jail, and his lawyer, you know, because he was supposed to do 2 or 3 years in jail, but his lawyer proved the fact that this is ridiculous. You know, he's going to have to do years in jail. You got to be kidding. So he was only, you know, stuck in jail for about 3 months, 2 or 3 months that they had him in there. But the bottom line is, the day before he was supposed to get out of jail, they said that he was poisoned and killed. And the reason, again, that they said that happened was because he was very successful in the herbal industry, and that he had really helped large numbers of people. And they were worried about the fact that he might have actually gotten people in America to switch over from the pharmaceutical industry into the, you know, herbal industry. And being that they didn't want that to happen, and they saw him as a big problem with that, they wanted to get rid of him. But anyway, make a long story short on that. Oh, you got someone else?
You have 111111. Your mic is going to be open. I think that's your nice hand there.
Hello, is someone there that would like to comment on something, to share their feelings on what we've been speaking on?
One, 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 one.
Do you have someone else?
111111111111. Unmute yourself.
Yes, good evening.
2956.
Yes, good evening. Give thanks. Was listening to a portion I heard about Dr. Sabin. When he was in court, the judge asked him, "Can you prove what you say you've done?" And there were many people as a witness that came to court, many famous entertainers, you know, that came to court, and he proved. And their expert witness could only say, you know, well, these things had to be researched, and, you know, we can't really prove that these things work, and so on and so forth. But once the judge spoke to all the witnesses, all the people that he had helped, all right, the lesser sentence and the 3 months in jail was like a punishment of, it said his, they said his arrogance or what have you. But what killed him was that he was off of his system of eating. And they were feeding him other stuff rather than what he was used to eating. And it killed him. It killed him. But heretofore, you know, when I look at the 13 and other programs with all the same thing that he was talking about, you have all these white people on Channel 13, Channel 21, proving his point about the healing attributes of berries and of fruits and vegetables and exercise and so on. So, and then from what I understand, he has two of his wives that are practicing still. And the place down in, I forgot what country it was in, is still operating, from what I understand.
Belize.
You know, Belize, yes. Yes, I have a friend that just built a hotel down there. I'm going down. Belize, you know, and so on. I believe that is still operating and so on. And it is, it is something else. Everything that we have that we eat, not GMOs, we can't even trust the seeds, because some of the seeds that they claim to sell that are holistic and, you know, and so on and pure are GMOs, you know, so we got to be very careful where we buy even our seeds from, you know, so the whole thing is that as we have done and continue to do for this system, is to make them grow and get wealthy, get rich, and powerful. All right, that was our job through the fall, our fall, and we will work and not get paid. You know, our fruits of our labor will not be replenished. And so on. So we have to change that, you know, through honoring He who created us, you know, and take it into action, you know. And we talk about it, you know, I talk about it. I changed some things, you know, in my life. But we're still giving money to the doctor, to the HMOs, you know, and to everybody where there is, that he has proved, that Sidibe has proven that anything that is in the ground is of healing, you know, is of healing. Any mixture or triable combinations or mixtures, you know, are healing process, and to give our minds and body the rest, you know, whether we do yoga, whether we do meditation, or dynamic tension or what have you. You don't have to work that hard to keep in shape, but we have to be persistent in what we do. You know, so I give thanks. I give thanks to the Most High for sharing that with us in His Word, you know, and I give thanks to people like Dr. Sidibe, and we should support him and his family and his work.
Well, thank you, my brother, for sharing your side of the story as well. But one thing that I got the poisoning side from was being to Sadie's daughter and his son. So they were saying that they felt that it was poison that was given to the father that killed her. But the bottom line is that one thing for sure, they got rid of her.
They assisted in his death.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it's really sad to see that, because right now we need to, as a people, really introduce our folks back into the holistic health, you know, side of the story. Because once we start to get back into the herbal and dealing with things from the top here, like you said, fruits and vegetables, and, you know, if you're going to eat, you know, healthy food, then that's going to give you a better opportunity to be a healthier person. But if you're going to eat a lot of negative food and poisonous food that's going to, you know, get rid of you at an earlier age, then, you know, you're not even going to go into the 70s or 80s. You're probably going to go into the 50s or the late 40s and say adios to everybody because you're eating different things and drinking different things that can actually cause, you know, you to have a quick, you know, funeral situation. But the bottom line is, again, what's important is knowing what foods are really ones that you should stay away from and what foods you should definitely deal with. Mm-hmm. And one of the other very important things that you should have in your life is even if you just do it once a week, but do a serious cleansing of your body once a week. That's mm-hmm. very important. And, yeah. you know, you got things like prune juice. You have other, you know, herbal drinks that you can utilize that can cleanse your body out good. And this way, those toxic things that you may be dealing with, instead of them building up inside of your body and your system, they could be cleansed out once a week, which makes it a lot more easier for you to maintain good health. But these are things that we just need to know about. And unfortunately, the cleansing is something that many of us don't do and don't know anything about. The other thing is to know for whatever health problem you have, instead of being stuck on just dealing with a doctor, you should be open to looking into what herbs could be utilized for different, you know, problems that you may have. And these are things that are very important, too. Because it's more healthier to deal with things from an herbal perspective than the side effects that you can get, you know, when you're dealing with the pharmaceutical side. And I understand, you know, why so many of our people have been stuck with the medical side of it. Number one, if you're dealing with Medicare or Medicaid and things like that, they will pay your way so that you can get, you know, your medical you know, problems taken care of, right?
And we've not been taught.
Say that again?
We have not been taught. We here in the United States, you know, have not been taught that. You know, we work hard in the South on the farms. We ate everything and everything else. And so a lot of us live to over 90 and 100, you know, years old. When you're sedentary and you're sitting down all day working, you know, you're not moving around, you know, which also helps your digestive system and your movement. You know, if you notice that when you eat in the morning and you wait around to go to the bathroom, you know, I do at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know. But when I go out, if I've eaten and I haven't gone out, I'll be running for the trying to find a bathroom, because that movement, that exercise that we're getting in our body is helping us digest what we ate the next night, the past night or two nights ago, and so on. I'm just saying that because, you know, I know that I sit here sometime and I eat breakfast and I have to go out and I know I'm going to be out all day. You know, and I got to plot myself where I'm going to go, where I make sure that I'm close to a bathroom, because I can catch the bus right here on Francis Lewis and Murdoch and go 20 minutes to Jamaica and Archer and Parsons, and before I got to get off the bus, I got to go bathroom.
There you go.
Of course, you know.
And another thing that can be utilized to cleanse out as well is called an enema. And you can purchase an enema cleanse out your colon, and you don't have to worry about whether you might be able to get something out or you might not get a little bit. But when you combine that with something like prune juice or some of the other herbal, you know, things, that it could really have a huge impact of getting rid of a lot of waste out of your system. So these are things that are necessary, too, because cleansing your system doesn't allow the toxicity that's in your system to build up that can possibly cause cancer or, you know, diabetes to reach sky high and, you know, all these other things that can happen. But the bottom line is that's where we come in, where we need to teach our people, like you said, they're not being taught. So these are things that can be taught in the school system. If we have black schools, these are things that can be taught, you know, in community centers and other locations, because holistic health, you know, programs, you know, people do have events that come on, you know, once a month or once every 2 weeks and things like that. But they, unfortunately, they're not in every black community. And these are things that need to be brought back into the black community so our people can learn about, you know, different dietary ways that we can eat, you know, positive food so we can get positive results on our health. You know, and the other thing is, like I said earlier, the cleansing part is very important too. So good health and good wealth are two very important things, because even if you're a billionaire or a trillionaire and you're on your deathbed getting ready to go, you're not going to be able to spend that money, you know, to do anything with for a happy weekend or a happy week or whatever. You're just sitting there, you know, moaning and groaning in pain, you know, sitting in a hospital bed or something. But if you have good health and you happen to be fortunate enough to be successful in your business or something, that's another very important piece of the puzzle that could really be very helpful as well, because with that good health means that you have the ability to do whatever you need to do, and with that good wealth, that means you're going to have the money to be able to do some good things too. So those, that combination of those two things are very important that our people need to be able to obtain. And once we get that, you know, you're going to start to see some great and wonderful change in our community for sure. Definitely. So anyway, these are some things that our people need to get into, you know, becoming more healthier and really not being stuck in the medical industry, but also being open to finding different ways that they can, you know, also find a healthier lifestyle. And when you're dealing with, as I said before, when you're dealing with situations where you are actually participating in holistic health, which is a good thing. But holistic health is, the reason why they call it holistic is because it deals with your physical body, it deals with your mental, and it also deals with even the spiritual aspect of you as a person and how you can, you know, start to deal with things and, you know, really have an opportunity to really change a lot of the negative things that you may be experiencing right now totally around. So all I can say at this point is that holistic health is something that's very important, and for our people to financially start to really get into starting their own businesses and finding really good paying jobs instead of being stuck in the poverty jobs that are just giving them crumbs off the table and barely having enough money to survive. These are things that you really don't want them to be stuck in. And the way that we can turn that around is by offering them great opportunities to learn different ways on how they can, you know, really change their lives health-wise and also financially-wise. And that's a good thing, you know. So anyway, these are some of the things that are very important that we can start to definitely share with our people so that they can really start to see things from a more positive and healthier perspective. And once they start to get things going from that perspective, it's going to really have a huge impact on changing our community. So our people don't have to be prisoners of, you know, pharmaceutical companies and, you know, a lot of times in taking these virus shots and things of that sort, you know, you have people literally dying the next day or the same day after they take a shot. And, you know, you don't need that. And some of them, they may not die, but they get very ill and sick after they take the shot. Yet, these things are being forced on our children. These things are being forced on our adults. Because at one time, they were even saying, hey, if you want to keep your job, you're going to have to take a shot. And if you don't want to take a shot, we kick the new out of this job. And so people were being threatened that if they didn't, you know, take the violent shot, what was going to happen is they were going to be kicked out of their particular job that they had. And that was really sad to see, too, because a lot of people, they did lose their jobs, and they were stuck out there for a good while trying to find another one. But the beautiful thing about it is when we as a people can, you know, come together and offer different opportunities, you know, to help our people, that's going to make a huge difference and have a huge impact on allowing our folks to come out of the dungeon of poverty and come into a prosperous and healthy lifestyle that they can live. And that's what they really need to live. And that's what they're really worthy of living. But the only thing is, like you said, if no one is teaching them this, then how are they going to take advantage of a great opportunity like this? So, again, ending the murdering and violence in our community is something that's very important. And we can deal with this from a practical viewpoint and a spiritual viewpoint so that those two opportunities that we can bring into the community can really have some huge impact on bringing an ending to the murdering and violence in our community. Again, the other side is buying products from Black businesses. When we buy products from Black businesses, that's a good thing. And I do acknowledge that there are fewer Black businesses in this country than other minorities that are here. And of course, white businesses are the main businesses across this country, more so than any other. But Hispanic businesses are more, Asian businesses are more, and then we have a small amount of businesses that are in different parts of our country. But the bottom line is that's one of the reasons why we need to start to have Black businesses being expanded in our country. But one of the main reasons why that's not there is, too, when people lack the confidence and believing that if they actually start a Black business, that they're going to be successful in it, because many of them have been brainwashed into believing that they would not be successful if they started a Black business. So changing that mindset from negative to positive is very important. That's one thing. The second thing is being able to establish the financing that they need to start a Black business. And that's very difficult to find, but it's out there. And that's where we come into the picture again, because when we come together in unity, we can bring our financial aspects together, whether it's donations, as I said before, $3 or $5 or $10. And if you have, you know, 5 or 10 million people that are a part of your project to help financially your people, then $3 times 10 million people, that's $30 million. So that could be utilized to help people in quite a few different communities, and that could be a good thing. And that could be a monthly payment. But for you to come out of your pocket with $3 or $5 a month, that's not, you know, something that really puts a person, you know, out on the street. It won't allow them to have any money left over for them to pay their rent or other bills that they have. But if you're going to ask, you know, a person who's financially struggling for, you know, $500 or $300 or $1,000, then that's a different story. But $3 or $5 is one thing. But see, that's a big question is, can you get 10 million? Can you get 20 or 50 million people in your project? And the question, the answer to that question is, yes, you can. But you have to get the word out to people in Black communities around the country. And once you start to get the word out to them and tell them to come on, let's get involved with this so that we can really have a huge impact on helping our people, that's when we can start to see some positive, you know, results coming back. The main thing is we have to let everybody know that these are things that are very important and that we do need to tell our people that they have to step up to the plate and start to get involved in contributing, even if it's just a small amount, $3, you know, that's hardly nothing. $5, you know, that's hardly nothing. And if, you know, a person can give that once a month, that can help a bunch of people, especially if you got millions of people that are involved in your program, and they can do. But the only thing is we have to utilize advertising. We have to put out, you know, different functions that we're going to have that's going to be speaking about these things and get more and more and more people involved in it, because they can start to see that this can be a positive way to help our people in our community. So this is something that we can do, but the bottom line is we just need to start to reach out in those directions to make this happen. And the thing about it is, it's not even a question about can it happen. It definitely can. But we got to get the word out to our people and definitely let them know that us coming together in unity, whether it's putting up money, just a little bit of money, like $3 or $5, whether it's us coming together in unity to deal with spirituality, prayer, and meditation, and focus, and visualizing, you know, seeing negativity being totally stripped out of our community, or coming together in unity, whether it's going to be to deal with a march or to deal with a protest or the certain things that are going on in our community. All of these things can have some very positive and wonderful results, but we just need to come together in unity to bring these great opportunities about. We cannot keep sitting on the sidelines and just keep complaining about all the terrible things that we see happening in our community. We need to come together and do something about it. And once we start to do things that will create wonderful things come about, but unifying our people is very important. And even if it comes down to just giving a donation of $1, $3, or even $5, you know, the bottom line is it's not so much that amount of money that's important. It's the amount of people that we have that are giving that money. But like I said before, if you only have 20 or 30 or 50 people giving $1, you know, or $3, that's nothing. You know, you're not going to be able to do nothing with that money. You know, well, I guess you could buy some food for some people and give out, you know, some plates of food to about 10 or 20 people. But, you know, in regards to really having a huge impact, you can do a number of different things that can have a huge impact on helping our people. That comes in where we have huge amounts of people in these programs so that we can change this negativity around. Anyway, these are things that we really need to take into serious consideration, and I know that once we start to really focus on this, we'll be able to really bring about some wonderful and amazing change in our community. But again, whether it's spirituality, whether it's donations that we need to get, whether it's even getting millionaires and billionaires that may want to give, you know, a few hundred thousand, or some of them might even want to give a few $1 million. All of that is good, but the bottom line is we need to get started on a movement that can bring about positive change. And that's something that is our time now to do that. Because we are really seeing that our time to reawaken to our ability to bring about positive change in our community is really right now. And we need to see what we can actually do to bring about some excellent and wonderful things that we can definitely change. But anyway, right now what I would like to do is to deal with a meditation and a prayer. And then from there, see what we can do to bring about some great, awesome, amazing things in our community. So one of the things that is important that we cannot keep keeping off the table, and that is spirituality. Kicking God and Jesus out of the picture is not the right thing to do. But what is the right thing to do is to make them to the major focal point of what we can actually utilize to actually bring about the positive change that we really want to see. So right now, I'm just going to deal with this just for a few minutes, and afterwards, you know, we'll go and, you know, deal with some other aspects. So we only have, you know, a few minutes left, so we need to see what we can do with this before time runs out. Anyway, what I would like each person to do is to sit down right now, find a comfortable sitting position, close your eyes for a few minutes, and then from there, we're going to go right into the meditation after we do prayer. And I'm going to get ready to start in the prayer this time and see what we can do so we can make some great, awesome, and amazing things come through. So anyway, here we go. Giving all honor and praise to the Supreme Lord of the Universe, giving thanks unto God and Jesus for blessing us to see another day, and to also open the door for us to make our way to the mountaintop of success where we can achieve our very, very best. But all we have to do is fill our hearts and minds with faith and confidence, knowing for a surety that we have the ability through God and Jesus to make some great and awesome miracles and blessings come about. But we just need to keep our minds up on high so our goals and dreams can truly start to fly. And if we start to see things from a positive state of mind, we're going to get positive results coming to us all the time. But the bottom line is we have to leave negative lives and feelings and negative energy of Satan out of our lives. Kick Satan out of our lives and allow God and Jesus to enter into our lives and fill our minds and hearts with the divine love of God to cleanse away all the negativity. As we see it totally being removed and replaced, God, divine love, Jesus' divine love, will take its place and totally purify, totally cleanse, totally erase the negativity of the past so it can no longer last in our lives. And as we see these things come about, you will now be able to really start to shout, thank you, God, for blessing us with the money that we need. Thank you, God, for blessing us with the good health and the good ability to start a brand new community, community that can bring about love, peace, joy, and happiness for all our people. And no longer have to live in pain and sorrow and agony. None of that needs to exist in our lives anymore. But all of that has been kicked out the door. And now we are living in a brand new life of God's wonderful success and prosperity. And now we are seeing ourselves reaching a mountaintop of success, that we can achieve our very, very best. So these are things that we can do, that we have to keep our mind up on high and know that our goals and dreams can truly fly. And it's not even a question of if, maybe, or might, but it's a knowing that this is going to work out just right. So for now, all I'm asking each and every one of you to see that God is truly going to bless us with a brand new reality of, once again, peace, love, joy, and happiness in our community. We have to see it, and we have to believe it in order for us to receive it. And once we keep our mind up on high and fill our hearts and minds with faith and the knowledge of knowing that we have been blessed pain and agony, but joy and happiness, good wealth, and good health are now ours to have. And again, we all honor and praise to God and Jesus for allowing this great and wonderful thing to come about. But we have to believe it beyond the shadow of a doubt. Amen, amen, amen. And now, moving into the meditation and visualization are true ability to bring great and wonderful things about. Let us see right now the powerful spiritual formula that Jesus shared with us that helped to end the gang wars back in 2010. And all I can say, I was very, very thankful to see that Jesus came and answered our prayers, because we were saying just 30% of these gangs bangers that don't want to leave the gangs, and they just want to stay in the gangs, and no matter how many times we talk to them about how they're destroying our community and destroying our people, it's just going into one ear and coming out the other. But the beautiful thing about it, we ask Jesus and God to please bless us to find a way to end all of this insanity that's going on in our community. That's when Jesus came back to us with the powerful spiritual formula to turn all of their minds and hearts totally around. And I was glad to see that all of that negativity would no longer be around. And that was wonderful. So now, in using the same spiritual formula, so now let us see, in the five boroughs of New York, and also outside of the five boroughs, let's expand it to the full state of New York State, where our people dwell. Let all of the violence and murder of our youth and of even our adults, let us first see the youth. Let us see their minds being filled with the divine light of God's divine love and Jesus' divine love. And let us see it flowing through their minds and flowing through their heart. And let us see all of that negativity totally erasing and replacing all of that wickedness and evilness from their minds and hearts, the desire to kill and destroy each other, the desire to hate and to try to win each other down and out. All of that negativity shall be totally erased and replaced by the divine love of God and Jesus the Christ. So once again, see the New York State, every area throughout the state. See that light flowing through our youth, minds, and hearts, cleansing and purifying and totally erasing all of Satan's negativity. And let it be replaced with the divine love of God and the divine love of Jesus the Christ. And no longer shall it desire to kill one another, or to hate each other, or to have nothing to do with wanting to help each other. None of that exists at all in our community anymore. They know the opposite of that now come into play, where our youth shall want to see a brighter and happier day than us reaching out to help one another, reaching out to show caring for one another, reaching out to uplift one another and to be a blessing to one another. These are things that are very, very important that our youth need to feel in their minds and hearts. And let us see that happening
is through God's divine love and Jesus' divine love. Let us know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these are things that will truly, truly come about. And not only do we want to see that happening with our youth, but also let us see our adults in our community, their hearts and minds being filled with the divine love of God and the divine love of Jesus, flowing through every cell of their mind and heart, flowing from the crown of their head to the bottom of their feet, that Satan be kicked out of any person who has been unfortunately stuck in negativity of the past, and now they can be set free at last through the powerful spiritual formula of one of the most powerful energies in the whole entire universe, and that is God's divine love and Jesus' divine love as well. Let it flow through our adults' minds and hearts and heal them and cleanse them and purify them of all negativity and kick Satan out of their minds and hearts and not allow hatred or anger or the desire to kill restart. Let all of that be totally erased and replaced by God and Jesus' divine love and divine light flowing through them, healing them, uplifting them, transforming their mind from negativity to positivity. Now, instead of reaching out to kill, destroy, to hate, to rape, all of that negativity is now totally erased and totally removed. And the divine love of God is now flowing through them, blessing them, uplifting them, totally transforming their minds and hearts to see a brand new start. Yes, indeed, the supernatural power of God's divine love and Jesus' divine love is now blessing their lives and getting rid of all of Satan's negative jive. And we are giving thanks to God and Jesus once again for allowing his great and wonderful blessing to begin to flow through the minds of our youth and to flow through the minds of our adults to remove all of that negativity of the past that has caused murdering and killing and raping and all of that negativity to no longer now exist, because God's divine love and Jesus' divine love is now penetrating into every single cell in their mind and in their hearts, from the crown of their head to the bottom of their feet. The divine love of God and Jesus the Christ is flowing through them, is healing them, is purifying them, is totally, totally removing all negativity from them and replacing it with the light of God's divine love and Jesus' divine love. And being that that is the case, all of this negativity is now totally erased. And I give thanks unto God. And I give thanks unto Jesus for allowing us to see the great, awesome, and amazing new reality. For now, our community has been set free from all of the negativity of the past. And now we are starting to see God's great and wonderful blessing being bestowed upon us at last. No more hatred, no more anger, no more desire to kill or to shoot each other or stab each other, to rape each other, to steal from each other. No more of that can ever exist. But God's joy, love, peace, and happiness is now flowing through our minds and flowing through our hearts and flowing through our community, setting us all free from Satan's negativity. And we give thanks unto God and we give thanks unto Jesus for allowing us to see God's great, awesome, and amazing, and spectacular new reality appearing in our community. And let the same thing happen in South Carolina, all the communities there where black people live. May the children there and the adults there, may their minds and hearts be filled with the divine love of God and the divine love of Jesus the Christ, purifying their minds, cleansing their minds, and totally resurrecting their minds from negativity to positivity, to no longer want to do the negativity of the, but now they are reaching out in divine love of God and Jesus to want to help one another, to want to show caring for one another, to want to uplift one another, to want to actually have a wonderful opportunity to be a blessing to one another. And this is something that we see that will bring about a wonderful new reality for our people in South Kakalaki as well. And now, we are also looking at one other state, and that is in L.A., California. Not only just L.A., but in all the cities and communities where our communities exist, in the black community, and we see the light of God's divine love and the light of Jesus' divine love flowing through their children's minds, flowing through their adults' minds, and allowing the purification, allowing the total transformation, allowing the cleansing of their minds and hearts to set them free from Satan's wicked and evil negativity. All of that negativity of the past is now totally removed and erased and replaced by God and Jesus' divine love. So now that we are seeing such a great, awesome, and amazing thing come about, we are just giving thanks to God and Jesus once again for allowing this great and wonderful opportunity to now begin a new and great new reality where peace, love, joy, and happiness for our community can now begin. In the three states that were mentioned, we will see the minds of our adults, the minds and hearts of our youth as well, to totally be cleansed and purified of the negativity of the past. And God's new reality shall be here to bless us at last. So Brother Ron, if you want to start the music now, you can do that. And that would be great.
I'm definitely here.
When you've done all you can and understand what the Lord did to you. Just after you've done all you can, you just tell me, how do you handle guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and filled with pain? Given your own self, seems like you can't make it through. Child, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand once the Lord sees you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just
I don't know.